Welcome back to Ravens Report. Happy to be joined by Ravens defensive lineman Arthur Jones. Arthur, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
You know, as you look at this week's game against the Steelers, I look at your career, and all of a sudden, this is your fourth year in this rivalry. Arthur, I don't know which I'm more surprised by, the fact that it's Steeler week already, or that this is your fourth go-round.
Yeah, man, it goes by fast. You know, time flies when you're having fun.
When in your pro career did it really click for you, the magnitude of this rivalry and what it means to Ravens fans?
Oh, man, since my rookie year, you know, it was a game that I thought I was going to be up for my rookie year. Coach Harbaugh had talked to me, and Clarence Book brought me, my D-line coach brought me to his office, and he's like, you know, this may be your first game playing in the NFL, and you know, I want you to be ready. And you know, they told me the importance of this game and the seriousness and the intensity level of the week, how it's going to be about. And I guess they thought I wasn't ready, so I didn't play that game. But you know, over time, it's grown into me, and it's an important game for us. It's a division game, and it's a really fun game to play in.
And your career has evolved, like your role in this game, where you're now an impact player. Along with your career evolving, Arthur, so have your celebrations, as you've become a much more impactful person in the backfield. We've watched your celebrations evolve, and I want to share some of those with you. I want to take you back to last year. Take us through the evolution of your dance. Last year against the Chargers, there's some emotion there.
Definitely.
What's going on here?
Terrell Suggs kind of messed up my celebration. I was just having fun. You know, I was trying to do the Jacoby dance, but it didn't turn out right.
And then the Super Bowl.
Super Bowl, you know, that's my little funky dance I do. And finish it off with the Kaepernick. Having fun.
Nice touch there. And so now the new year arrives, 2013 arrives.
That's right.
And so too does the dance continue to evolve.
Absolutely.
Take a look at this year's version of the dance. This is very carefully choreographed, coming right out of the tunnel. What is this called?
We call it getting weird. Just getting weird, you know, having fun, and you know, something. I think that's what I'm gonna name it. I'm still trying to come up with a name.
Okay, so it needs a nickname. The dance needs a nickname because it has a style now.
It does.
You got it going on. You got it rocking. And of course, there's a little bit more energy when it comes after a sack. And in the Green Bay game, you got a big time sack. And as you get the sack, you have some company because referee Gene Steratore is right there with you. What's he saying to you?
Oh yeah, he wasn't too happy. He was saying, "Jones, put your helmet back on. Put your helmet back on."
And I noticed you interrupted the dance pretty quickly because that helmet off's a penalty.
Yeah, definitely. And you know, they're a team that goes no huddle, and they get on the ball pretty fast. So just had to do a little faster.
But you have to get the dance in, right?
Absolutely.
Now that said, there's an appropriate time for a dance, and there's an inappropriate time for the dance. And your defensive line coach, Clarence Brooks, is very clear in creating the lines of demarcation. Listen in. Here's CB on the bench telling you when to dance, when not to dance.
All right. I'll let you dance again. Go ahead. Do it. All right. You get one more. You can do what you want. You keep. Now, I don't want no dance, no batted ball or nice tackle. None of that. I want a sack.
It's not like this.
All right.
Here. Boom.
Proof that in this league they coach everything. Absolutely. He made it very clear when you're not supposed to dance.
Absolutely, definitely. Yeah, he told me, you know, no batted balls and no, you know, fumble recoveries, you know, strictly sex. So,
because you have to really fit your celebration into the personality of this team, and the personality of this team, it's not individual.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's definitely, you know, it's all, you know, it's all pieces combined to get one goal, and that's the win.
And for you, that win has started to come. This team's been a playoff team. We've got a Super Bowl ring. It's all starting to come together. But the big part for you is that you are so much more of an impactful player. You mentioned that first year. You were only active two games.
Right.
Now you're active every play, and you're a big impact. When did it click for you, Arthur? When did it all start to come together and realize,
man,
I can make a dent in this league?
Just, you know, just over the years of hard work, not giving up, not getting complacent, you know. You know, the coaches knew my ability. You know, they've seen flashes of it. And, you know, just really instilling in my mind, you know, that I want to be an impact player on this team. I want to, you know, help my team win, and I want to be that guy to look upon when it's time to make a big play.
Competition's a huge part at this level, obviously, during this season. You might have a competitive advantage in the off season because you are from such an athletic family.
Absolutely.
John, of course, the UFC champion, and Chandler, who plays for the New England Patriots. Your family workouts are legendary. Who pushes whom, and who's the best athlete?
Oh, man, we push each other so hard. You know, the best athlete, I would say, probably Chandler. You know, he's still, he's still trying to find his way. He's kind of like a baby giraffe, you know, when they're first born, they barely know how to walk, but they're so powerful and they're massive animals. And, you know, we tease him a lot, but yeah, I think he's a freak athlete.
What's the most intense part of the workout that if somebody came into it who wasn't your brother, they wouldn't survive it?
Absolutely. The most intense part of the workout is, you know, the fear of getting knocked out, you know, sparring with one of these guys, these trained MMA fighters, you know, a Frank Mir type guy, you know, can break your arm or something like that. So sometimes, you know, I have to tell them to turn down the intensity level and, you know, we do more drills and more cardio aspects of MMA.
Knocked out fist or feet?
Either or. That's why you definitely got to keep your chin tucking and your guards up.
Yeah, here, I'm thinking you're going to tell me it's running up a hill. It's literally getting knocked out.
That's the easy part, you know. Yeah, we do a lot of, you know, running up sand dunes and, you know, a lot of swimming. That's the hard part. I mean, that's the easy part. Getting knocked out is the hard part. Try not to get knocked out.
You know, as we go back to that video of you on the bench and the smile you're sharing right there, I think that's a part of Arthur Jones that people who don't get to know you don't realize is there is a great big kid inside.
Absolutely.
And I know one of the things that brings that smile out is you got a new dog.
Yeah, I do. I have a Prescanero. It's my third Prescanero. It's a Spanish Mastiff that probably going to be around 160 pounds.
Wait a second. 160-pound dog?
Yeah, I'm kind of an animal hoarder. I love my pets. And, you know, it's something that me and my brothers, we grew up with as child. And, you know, I'm still a big kid, and I got to have my pets with me.
And is he part of the offseason workout to give you the competitive advantage over your brothers?
Absolutely.
Sick on him, boy. Hey, you get a chance to sick on Ben Roethlisberger this week. And everybody always talks about Arthur. You know, get pressure on the quarterback, get to the quarterback. That's not enough in Pittsburgh. Is Roethlisberger the most difficult quarterback to finish a sack on?
Absolutely, because of his size and his strength and you know, his ability to scramble and make plays on the field. You know, he does a really good job of that. And it's something that we really got, you know, make sure we wrap this guy up and take him to the ground.
Looking at the season so far at 3-3, there's a measure of concern among Ravens fans, defending Super Bowl champions. You're at 500. Have you looked back on last year and considered that there was a string of five games? You lost four. You went on to win the Super Bowl. Has that helped you mature and realize that in this league, it's a long season? Don't panic in October.
Absolutely. You know, it's definitely a long season. And, you know, you just got to take your time. You know, every single game, you know, it's a sense of urgency to get wins. But, you know, sometimes when you do too much, you end up doing little. You know, and we'll get things going. And, you know, you just got to have faith in the players that we have and the coaches that we have.
Good stuff, Arthur. Appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
Smile will tell you, it's the biggest kid in the house, but he's the biggest nightmare for the quarterbacks on Sunday. When we come back, a last look at the Ravens' trip to Pittsburgh and the showdown with the Steelers.